In our travel segment today, the focus is on the Sunshine State. Veronica went to Florida for a family event, then traveled around the state for the first time.
I spent a couple of days in St. Augustine, which is the oldest known city in the U.S. Adorable, very touristy, but not very crowded. Lots of beaches, restaurants, and a nice historical section that has a lot of shops near the Castillo de San Marcos, which is a 17th century Spanish stone fortress. So my daughter and I decided to go kayaking for the first time in the bay. I was a little terrified, not that I would drown or get eaten by a shark, but that I would mess up and capsize us. We were in a tandem kayak, and I managed to stay afloat. Our guide, Kevin, said I did great.
You don't have to have any experience at all. We've had them as young as 7, 8 years old and all the way up to in their 80s.
Nice. So. And even me, I did all right.
You did great. I was very proud of this tour because we all stuck together. And sometimes that doesn't happen. And it's no fault to anybody. It's just that, you know, they're new to it. They're using muscles they've never used before. But then we go ahead and we stop and we let them catch up and then we go continue on. So we try to make it fun. Our biggest thing is your safety. Next is your experience. That's what we're really geared about. We want your experience to be one that you can talk about, you can tell other people about, and hopefully they come down here and they see us and experience for themselves.
And we saw some dolphins today. My main goal of the trip, though, was to go to the Everglades. What an amazing place. We did forget to bring our national park pass, but the super kind young lady at the entrance let us in anyway. You can park and take up walking or biking, or even take a trolley around a wide paved path that runs along a creek. Snakes, turtles, frogs, and yes, alligators are there. We didn't see the gators then, but that's only because it was so hot that we only spent about a half an hour there. From there, we went to Gator Park Airboat Rides. It's your typical tourist attraction, but at least we were on a boat and it was a lot cooler. We saw tons of wildlife, including a baby alligator. The ride itself is fun. You head out into the glades at a fairly decent speed, almost like a carnival ride. And the guides are meant to entertain you.
Alligators have territories. We're coming into Jumper's territory. Now, Jumper has jumped into the boat, so that's not a joke. I don't want you guys to be scared because I'm going to be okay. I'm way up here. See how smooth the water is in front of us? Give it a minute. You're going to start seeing ripples. See those ripples coming at us?
Yeah.
See those ripples?
That's
the little wakes on top? Those are piranhas.
After the ride, you get to see a wildlife show. Some pretty big gators and scorpions and etc., but thankfully they're in cages. We left there and ended up in the most amazing place. It's called Fruit and Spice Park. It's in Homestead and it's run by Miami-Dade County. It's 37 acres of botanical bliss. It's so beautiful, I wanted to pitch a tent and live there, but I'm not in Portland, so I left. Next, the Keys. What can I say? Beautiful. It's so relaxed. I would literally move there, except there aren't really a lot of jobs and housing is super expensive. Miami is what surprised me the most. I expected to hate it, and I didn't. Beautiful, vibrant, diverse, Little Havana is so much fun. Famous Ball and Chain, the Domino Park, all of it was a blast. Overall, highly recommend going to Florida. I'll go back. I didn't see the whole state, but I loved what I did see. And you can read more and see all the pictures online at KXL.com and on our Facebook page.
Did I hear the word piranhas? They're piranhas?
Yeah. It's a dangerous state.
Got my attention.